Hello.
Welcome to the listener line.
New message.
Hey, Trey, this is Ed from Virginia Beach. Hey, I'm just giving you a call just to let you know about the hate and stuff like that. Me retiring from the military, first off, my family didn't want me to join the military. Second off, you know, me retiring at the age of 40 was a blessing for me and my family. During my military career, I found a passion, which is barbecue, and I started doing it, competing, judging, everything. Then I started my own catering business, and, you know, a lot of people told me I shouldn't do it. It's going to be a lot of money and things like that. They didn't understand my passion, you know, and my wife even told me, you're not going to go 50%, you're not going to go 75%, you're going to go 100%. That's what keeps me going and keeps me striving.
New message.
Hey guys, this is Curtis from Spooner, Wisconsin. The people that are upset about Colin Kaepernick's decision to sit for the national anthem and the flag are the same people that hide behind the Second Amendment when they're trying to buy military-grade weapons, because it's their right. Colin has the right to sit, stand, what he wants to do. Whether or not you agree with it isn't the issue. The issue is that he has the right to do it. So, you know, those are the people that are upset, people that are trying to get stuck and hide behind the Second Amendment when anyone asks about their gun rights.
New message.
Hey, this is J-Mac from Dallas, Texas. I just want to give a shout-out to Soya in the Morning, shout out to Lemon Heads, and
buy a Vocaloid yet? No, not yet. I need to check and see if there's like a decent demo of it that I can mess with and just see if it's even going to be... potentially possible. There's another thing that's out that's free that I want to screw around with. It's not Vocaloid, it's a different thing. But.
Isaiah Rashad, Dad, thank you, man. Man, be safe, man. Everybody, DDE, walking out the building. You just see money falling on the floor when they walk out. Man. You got to see how this looks. It's crazy, man. Also, we want to thank all you guys for tuning in, too. So, Mike Muse for hanging out. Had a great conversation about Colin Kaepernick. We're going to post it on Sway's Universe. But you can hear it right now, right? Did we post it on this stuff?
Yeah, you can go to SiriusXM.com/on-demand after we are off air. You can go to the on-demand feature. We're the only ones that do that. Ow! To hear it all back.
And the conversation.
Thank you. on 9.
Fucking great.
Yeah.
Especially in a world of people.
In the Olympics, it's a medal. It's
yeah,
a medal.
No shit.
Shit.
So you actualized like your ideal life. So when people question or balk or say, or more importantly, essentially insult your intelligence in some way, every one of your danders go up because you're like, fuck you, I came from nowhere. The fucking shit I did, 10 people in the universe could maybe do. Because you built your own life. You weren't handed a life. You didn't inherit it. Somebody wasn't like, here's your lucky break. You fashioned your existence. So whenever somebody criticizes or comes at you, you probably get your hackles up more than the average person, like I do.
Right.
Because you're like, man, what I did was a magic trick. And you have the temerity to say these things.
Right.
It's something that goes away with age, because when we're entertainers or a sports person or just self-expressors, you got to remember we're all paid children. We get to make pretend for a living or just talk for a living, as opposed to people have to do jobs. God, it does put it in the economic system. So as paid children, your job is to, you know, be youthful. You've got a very exuberant, youthful outlook about life and stuff, even in what you just talked about. But periodically, being that overgrown child blows up your face the moment a motherfucker presents you with those two levels. As soon as somebody says, no, or can't really do that, or that's not the way, or you shouldn't do that, that's when our world blows up. Because you're like, no, you're telling me no? Do you know where I fucking came from?
Yeah.
I came from the farthest end, asshole end of the universe, the Tatooine of the fucking universe, and now I'm here, and nobody fucking tells me no. We just have to learn to temper that. That's not necessarily an insult or somebody questioning our intelligence. That's just somebody who doesn't think like a world builder, doesn't think like a self-actualizer. Somebody who can take dream and make it reality. In my house, I'm like, we only dream it until we can fucking do it. Dreams are useless until you can make them happen, until you make them real. So as a dreamer of the day, when somebody questions you, which we question each other, that's what human beings do, it hits a very delicate nerve in you because you know the miraculous journey it took to go from Jason Ellis the boy in Australia to Jason Ellis the guy who goes on the radio.
So
that's
with age,
it mellows.
It does.
Yeah.
Because I would say that it is a better time to be me because I am okay with no. But I can accept it and I can move on.
Totally.
Before, and so I'm judging you right now. You are the same way?
Yes.
So at one point, no would fucking freak you out.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm hoping to get there. I'm trying to become Neo in my feelings in terms of like, you know, if somebody throws, remember they fucking fire bullets at him? He's just, no. He just waves his hand,
yeah.
They stop and drop. I'm almost there. It's taken me 20 fucking years to like control my feelings about shit you can't change or, you know, people's opinions, shit like that. To just get to a real zen place. And I know some people listen are like, you fucking baby, just get over it and shit. It's different. It takes a process. Like, some people in the world encounter hostility online. People who are creators like us encounter 100 times the amount of hostility that normal people encounter, because like, you're high profile, fuck you and shit. You got to learn to process that much hate. You can't, I would love to be the guy that's like, I just blow that shit off. But like you say, some shit gets through. Some shit is fairly accurate coming at you from a fucking stranger. So the older one gets, the closer one gets to just being able to neo-wave that shit off. I'm not there yet. Things can still catch me and stuff. But I think that's the point of life, is to get to that point. I mean, you know, we always grow, we mature, get wiser. And that's what I'm trying to get wiser about. Because, you know, I love everyone to have their opinion. Like, think about it. When you make things, you're not making them, put them on a shelf for nobody to see. You want people to enjoy it.
Right.
But not everyone's going to enjoy what you do, man. And some people's going to hit them the wrong way. Some people are like, just ain't my fucking shit, dude. Like, I don't give a fuck about you and your world. And, like, I don't care about this and stuff. So it's all about kind of developing a relationship with that, where it's like, it's okay if you don't like me. Like, to be able to sit, that's my dream, to be able to sit down with the people on the internet who hate my fucking guts and won't stop writing about me, and just have a, like, human conversation. Not try to flip them or anything like that, but just be like, hi, I'm the guy behind your enmity. Like, you know me as this name and this guy who does these things, but I'm an actual human being, and let's have a conversation and stuff. That comes with kind of, hopefully, with age, and hopefully the older I get. Like, the other day, I had this weird fucking moment yesterday. It sounds so corny-ass, but I gotta share it. I haven't told anybody. I was driving yesterday, and I had this thought, and I literally said it out loud. It's so fucking stupid. I go, I'm 46. I really fucking like my life at 46. Like, I never thought that I'd feel that way. Like, in my 20s, in the 90s, all the fucking greatest shit happened. I got a movie career and fucking all that crap. But at age 46, I love my life, and I like who I am, because now I can see things more clearly and kind of use perspective of 20 years in a job to be like, this is important, this is not. My career used to be everything.
Yeah.
If I'm not doing these things, who the fuck am I and shit? And you got a kid, it becomes less about that and more about, my career will end. Every career ends. I don't give a fuck who you are. Eventually you fucking stop. Family's forever. Like, friendship is forever. That's the kind of shit that I lean on more. Interrelating with people, or what you talked about, which fucking gave me a hard on when you were talking about it. The idea that the guy who was like, yes, here it comes. The guy who was like, you saved my life. I was thinking about suicide, blah, blah, blah. You're in a position now, because you've lived this life and shit, where people who like what you've done, they're like, hey, man, how do you do this? You kind of move from being an entertainer to a teacher, because you've got life wisdom. And when people come and say, hey, how do I fix this? That's a teacher. That's a student-teacher relationship. And rather than just fucking like blowing them off or whatever, you're taking the time to give them a response. And that makes the difference. Like you said, the guy's putting in the air conditioner. You're Jesus to him for 3 hours a day or however long you're on the air. You're the guy that fucking gets him through at least half of his day. So if that dude has a question, or if that dude is just like, how do I deal with this? Who better to turn to than you? And that feels amazing. And it feels like, it sounds like, you're equipped to give good answers, too.
I've done everything wrong like 1,000 times, so I definitely know what not to do. So if you do it wrong enough, you end up knowing exactly what to do correctly. Because I've gone every other fucking road. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. And I'm like, man, I've got one road left. Let's go down that one. Ding, 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 ding. Hey, I got some answers over here.
See, everyone's always afraid of failure. You know, that's why a lot of people don't try things. So what if it didn't work? Well, fuck you. What if it worked? Like, yeah. Look at you. You're living proof of what if it all worked and stuff. Failure is nothing to be afraid of. Failure is success training. Like he just said, you get something wrong once, you will never fucking get that thing wrong again. Maybe you get it wrong one more time. The third time, you'll never get it wrong again. You can't learn without fucking experience. And sometimes experience is failure.
Yeah, I agree.
We have to let you guys go.
You're a motivated motherfucker.
You are too, but yeah. Honestly, dude, you were giving real fucking talk there. I was sitting there listening going, fucking A, man. He's got his head on
straight. What am I, chopped liver back there?
Yeah, you're a good guy, too. God damn it. You're an actor that got told no over and over again. You're used to this.
That's true. You were terrific in Star Wars.
There's some truth to that. I have fallen away from having an ability to really kind of, like, listen to Kevin Smith talk. Like, when he was making his first couple of movies, I thought that he was probably a real interesting motherfucker. And then over time, it's just kind of like, alright, you know, I feel like I've kind of heard. His point of view, it seemed like it got out there very quick, and you're like, alright, no, I get it. And then you hear a lot of stuff that taps back into that, but But he's not wrong about a lot of that stuff. License plate on this Prius appears to say Kitty Chan. I feel like I've seen this car before.
Williamson, from a historical perspective, if that latest 2016 net farm income forecast is realized, Williamson explained the projected lower farm sector profitability.
The value of agricultural sector production is forecast to fall for the third straight year. This is on higher yield and production levels, which are growing to near record or record levels. As a result, higher production is driving supplies higher.
Business, rhythm is what we sell. Rhythm is our business, business sure is well. Now if you're blue, rhythm's what you need. If you got rhythm, you're sure to succeed. Rhythm is our business, business.
How's the show? How's everything?
Oh, man, it's great to test food.
Didn't want anyone thinking of.
I got what you need.
I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up.
And hell, never stop. Oh, they wiggle with it, yeah. 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 Stop.
I don't.
I think I'm gonna go for it. I'm about to make you pay for it.
even though they had a place and they try to play safe, they gon' try and make a case for it. I've been living too dangerous.
No, I know. I'm aware. Traffic out here really sucks. Oh, she's fucking blazing down the freeway at 3 miles an hour. I'm sorry, I'm about to 9 miles an hour now. Shit. Heroes right here.
Some kind of hidden essence to show me life is precious. I guess it's true. But tell the truth, I really never knew till I met you. See, I was lost and confused, twisted and used. I knew a better life existed, but thought that I missed it. My life shot wild, I was living like a wild child. Trapped on a short leash, paroled to police vibes. So yo, what's happening now? I see the sun breaking down into dark clouds, and a vision of you standing out in the crowd. So come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, you make electric, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, you make electric, you make me go crazy. Hey sugar mama, come and dance with me. The smartest thing you ever did was take a chance with me. Whatever tickles you fancy, girls, me and you like Sid and Nancy. So sexy, almost evil, talking about butterflies in my head. I used to think that happy endings were only in the books I read, but you made me feel alive when I was almost dead. You filled that empty space with the love I used to chase, and as far as I can see, it don't get better than this. So butterfly, here is a song, and it's sealed with a kiss and a thank you, miss.
Come and dance. 2001 was a really dark time, wasn't it?
Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy.
Gold frap, I'm okay, yeah, I guess it wasn't all bad, but man. Now see, 2000 was a much better year than 2001. At or near full volume, and it's the radio edit.
To bring it to you, coward, then it's gonna be quick. I know you made it in the jail before, suffer. You know the muffle catch you run with, get done with, done quick. You throw a broken dog with some bump. They go to click. Now I'm 1-1. All over some dumb. Ain't that some? Remind me of a stripper. Every time you come around, it's like, well, I just gotta get my hot stuff. And I don't know who the fuck you think you talking to, but I'm not him. I expect to fight what you do, but you will find yourself very next to someone else. And we all thought you loved yourself, but that couldn't have been the issue. Or maybe they just saying that now cause they miss you. Maybe they try to miss you. That's why you laying on your back, looking at the roof of the church, preaching, telling the truth and it hurts. Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here. Off the chain, I leave off of the brain, still want the fame, off the name. First of all, you ain't rap long enough to be for me. You ain't strong enough. So whatever it is you pumping on, I got you thinking that you Superman. I got the kryptonite, now smack you with my dick in the mic. Characters, not even good actors. What's gonna be the outcome? It's out of all the factors. You act, you twisted, your girl's a whore. You broke, kid ain't yours, and everybody know. Your old man say you stupid, you be like, so? I love my baby mother, I never let her go. I'm tired of we winding over who that don't belong to them. Strong with them. Get up for real, like my man's in them. Who get it all, so spend for their hands with them. Man, y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here. I bring down rain, the heaviest curse ahead.
Open the roof too, why not?
Like a soft fight, dog, it's a dog, blood thicker than water. We done been through the mud and we quicker than spun. The bigger the harder, the more you run out. When the
up in there, everybody come out. When the body burn out, send in the sun out. I'ma keep the gun out, run in his mouth. I'ma blow his gun out. Listen, what? About to be missing. You know who gon' find you? Come on, man, fishing. Grandma wishing your soul's at rest, but it's hard to digest the size of the hole in your chest. Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
One, two,
maybe outside.
Pop hits from the first decade of the millennium.
SiriusXM Pop
2K.
Step one, you say.
I don't know that was a hot enough punchline to deserve an explosion noise behind it. Personally, I don't know that I would have. Like, it's all right. Okay, what else we got?
Check it out, partner. I don't want to see nobody out here from 10 to 2. You see dude right there? You see dude right there? We'll lay something down out here, mate. I'm getting money out here, man. It's me. And ain't gonna nobody gonna run me out of here, mate. I got this late night shit.
I'm over the style. If this rap shit don't work, man, I'm telling you, I'm over the style. Danny, I'm just saying, I ain't playing. I'm over the style. If this rap shit don't work, man, I'm telling you, I'm over the style. Danny, I'm just saying, I ain't playing. I'm over the style. I'm living rap, gang, go, gang, down.
Oh. see, bitch, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys. Your SL's missing an S, nigga. Your plane's missing a chef. The common theme, see, they both got wings. If you fly, do it to death. It's only one God and it's only one crown. So it's only one king that can stand on this mound. King push, kingpin, overlord. Coast Guard, come a hundred going overboard. I got money with the best of them. Go blow for blow with any Mexican. Don't let your side bitches settle in. Might have to head, but you ever land. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Hard to get a handle on his double-edged sword. Whether rapping or I'm rapping to a whore, might reach back and reel after wrapping up his raw. Givenchy fitting like his gym clothes. We really gym stars. I'm like D-Rose, no D-League. I'm like these clothes. 88 Jordan leaping from the free throw. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards.
Motherfuckers can't rhyme no more, about crime no more.
Mix drug and show money, Biggs Burke on tour. 25 bricks, move work like Shaw. Hit Delaware twice, needed 25 more. I see flaw, cracks in your diamond. CB4, when you rhyme, Simple Simon. Come and meet the pieman, a must that I flaunted. The legend grows legs when it comes back to haunt us. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Can't a bitch live and say I bought a Michael Kors. Every car driven was decided by the horse. Keep the sticker in the window case you wonder what it costs. How could you relate when you ain't never been great? And rely on rap money to keep food upon your plates, nigga. I might sell a brick on my birthday. 36 years of doing dirt like it's Earth Day. God.
Y'all feel like it? Y'all feel like it?
Ballers, I put numbers on the boards.
Y'all feel like it?
But I'm never holding out, so I doubt what you little trap, no cat bound.
Throw this strap at the back of the couch. Need to have a blackout on any rat in the house. Smash his spouse, it's in the cat tap out. Asses out, doesn't she pass his out? No doubt, we getting cash now. Used to be class cap. Now worry about me for feeling like a cash cow. And it's a beautiful life. Yeah, it's a beautiful life. It's a beautiful life. Yeah, it's a beautiful life. It's a beautiful life. Yeah, it's a beautiful life. It's a beautiful life. It's a beautiful life.
$1 bill with the line across. When Christmas come around, around that Santa Claus. Santa, do you know East Holden? Bet you that nigga say that's my home. We used to purr, grind, turn, grind, grandma, wine, grandma. Kaboo and milk and brandy almost every day.
Cognac is cool, but I'm on gin. And Santa walked in, a new Mac 10.
Yeah. Click shit and make some motherfuckers night. Niggas listen to it cause it's right.
When you get a new car, and you're feeling like a star.
Okay, okay,
what you
Probably bring back Ghost Riding the Whip. It's probably.
Yeah, man, you already know, man. Why be, aka Bob Phillips, the paper boy, getting paper tickets.
Should probably.
And you know, when you got that.
Start doing that again.
In the strip, and you're pounding your lip, what you gonna do? Ghost Riding! Go stupid, go dumb. You already know, man. Tail back, man, tail business. You know, open your doors, hang out the sunroof, and just ride your whip. You know, jump out on the strip and just let your doors ride, man. You know, we go ride like Patrick Swayze, man. We go crazy, man. Don't be lazy, man. You know what I'm saying? So, holla at your boy.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, I mean, think about what auto-driving cars will do for one's ability to ghost ride the whip.
This is the real one, baby. I'm telling you.
Yo, check it. Call Lilies, tell that motherfucker to bring me some motherfucking weed from Gospel. No, fuck that.
Notorious.
I was before to go pick up 10,000 from Dez and go check about like 20 G's from Gina.
Notorious.
Get this nigga next door up out of here. Nigga be showing all night. I can't sleep. Notorious.
If you do a song with me, I'm probably just targeting your market, and then I'll take them home with me and win that argument regardless. You hustle to be seen, I read that on a meme. I get paper and disappear, call that vanishing cream. Yeah, I do work with the slaughters, but I'm so on top of my business that I probably go harder as part of the management team. I just step into the booth after I executive produce, and I'm effective as a noose, cause hoes wanna hang, cook me breakfast in the news, scramble eggs, I'm sipping juice, and I still conceal, steal that Beretta, it's recluse. I'm from the mass terror era, you from the mass era era, so never ever compare yourself to that rapper that I lead your new era, dripping that marinara for a pair of paramedics to repair you where you're laying at. I'm saying, cat, get away from me with them Gucci sneakers. You ain't fashion forward as Kanye, I guess we do need Jesus. I'm in my coupe, I'm rocking a few jewelry pieces, playing some unheard Eminem like fuck your neural essence. My team can inspire millions, the flow been fire. Ask the native NYers like the empire building. I'm just empire building when grown folks are talking quiet, children.
I came from nothing, I always wanted something. They told me I would never succeed. I would only end up dead on jail. I'm free, I'm alive. I got money, I ain't dead on jail. I ain't dead on jail.
Jurassic 5, hieroglyphics, far-sighted De La Soul, diggable planets, and the almighty Let's get back to the jam, though. You rocking with new friends. I'm surrounded by fam, though. That part is Mando. I don't understand your ass. Get a little fame, get a little name. Then forget the same place from which you came. That ain't who I am, though. Keep shit the same for damn show. And if your dame is on her best behavior, tell her she can text me later. I guess that's kind of boss. But this game made the word boss so lame. I prefer to be referred to as a check creator slash regulator slash nigga that pull your respirator plug. I'm killing them cause this game keep giving me hell. They only want me selling crack so they can give me a sale. But I spit crack to let my freedom ring. Now that's Liberty Bell. Fuck it, give me a scale. It's pure dope. I can sell it forever. Who better? Hold up, I beg your pardon. The Mac 11 weapon spark to get seven in several parts till a 7-footer is level with Kevin Hart. 187's the deadly art and every bar is cold as the devil's heart mixed with Eric Cartman. I'm the best in every department. Yes, I'm sorry. These niggas got me hype, man, and this really ain't the type, man. I listen to what you write and everything just sound aight, man. You better off a hype, man. Who, me? Music is my life, man.
I came from nothing.
Yeah.
I always wanted something. They told me I would never succeed.
Never.
But I'm the end of it all, yeah. I'm free.
I'm free.
I'm alive.
I'm alive.
I got money. I ain't get all, yeah.
Flashing lights reflecting off the ceiling of the tunnel I'm about to go into, and that can't be good. If I ever even make it into the fucking tunnel, jeez.
Oh, man. Fuck.
Street and off block, then turn around and do the same damn thing to a solo. But Reggie Noble's piss, I crush the whole brain frame, cause you couldn't maintain the funk, the heavy rap style for nuts, so. Cause 92, I take a whole crew, give them a put to the funk, not harder than go to you. I show you what type of stuff I'm on, you can't puff or slip it, because I was born with it. Devil hit you with the rap level of 10, the 1, 2, 3, you pin. I get action to everybody. Like the way it's now, rough, pumping in your black top. And let loose with the juice when I do rock. I'm too hot, you say I got more juice than two pops.
Straight out of Jersey.
You heard me, my brother, I'm laughing. Time for some rap, yeah.
this tunnel. Very full of cars. Just kind of over here, just looking at Twitter, stuck in a tunnel.
Might make it out of this tunnel.
but now I'm insecure. Ah, hip hop music, finally.
It's by far, the person who called and said it's better than Orange Is the New Black is correct. It is.
It's really.
Classic Rewind on Sirius XM.
Thank you.
Like the last three times I've been just flipping through channels and I've gotten to the fucking jam band station, they've been playing Fish, so I'm really nailing it.
At the bottom of the tub, chipped up a jar and screw the top and watched it drop into the water. A little scoop of plaster mix, some coffee grounds and mud, and then she stirred it with a ladle, then a bread will add water. The rim of pot of melted wax, the 4 foot end of apple cool.
Fucking what the fuck?
Coconuts and chloroform, some liquor and some cork. Toxic waste of purple patio was not explosive. Reba to a ladle for a taste of her creation, and she knew that what she made would be the finest in the nation. Bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in the store. Bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in the store. Bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in the store. Bag it, tag it. Bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in the store. Bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in the store. Bag it, tag it.
It just sounds like it belongs on the fucking kids station. Yeah, yeah, now they're really fucking cooking. Alley forever. Forklift that I think might open up a way for me to get through. Here, pretty tight fit. When they do get it clear, it's gonna suck either way. Oh man. This construction through here for the last several months has really sucked. And I think they're building like a bus terminal, like some transbay, like big. Okay, now I get to go.
Just as this guy walks in front of my car, I get to go. Open there for a sec. I'm gonna go. Everybody have a good Wednesday. Do what you do on Wednesdays. Do your Wednesday thing. You know what it is.